CSAs, or community-supported agriculture, they're all the rage around the country, even the world. People signing up with local farmers to receive packages of just-picked produce, especially people who just want to eat local. Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been learning more about CSAs and what you can cook with what you pick up. She joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Hello, Robin.
And this is such an important thing to do because I know people who get tons of stuff, and then they don't know what to do with it.
Well, yeah, there's that. I mean, CSAs are rising in popularity like crazy. They've always been very popular in New England, but they're all over the country now. They're all over Europe. They're in Asia, even. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, in 2007, there were over 12,000 CSAs in the USA alone.
Well, are they all the same? How do they work?
Well, no, they're not, actually. The typical one is about produce. Let's say you're a farmer, Robin, and you need to plan for the year ahead. So you get 100 people to sign up, and we each give you $400 or less or more, depending on what. And then we know that we're going to get a box of food every week from what you grow. But there are also fish and seafood CSAs. There's bread CSAs. There are also meat CSAs. So there's a whole lot of different variation.
So you know you're going to get the produce, and the farmer knows that someone's going to get the produce that they grow.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have a farm, you have a certain number of acres, but you know how many people you're feeding. It's almost the equivalent of getting a reservation at a restaurant. Every night, a restaurateur knows, okay, we got a full house. We're going to be feeding 200 tables, and they can plan accordingly. It's the same philosophy for a farmer.
Right.
They know, okay, we have this many families buying in, and that's how much food we have to grow.
And so you being Kathy Gunst, of course, you're going to research this?
I did. I actually met someone named Keith Dresser. He's the executive editor of Cook's Illustrated magazine, and he's been using a local CSA in the Boston area for years. And about 85% of all his cooking in the summer comes from his CSA. And I talked to him. I went with him to pick up his produce. And here's what he had to say about why he likes a CSA versus something like a Whole Foods, you know, the national chain.
It helps to know where your food is coming from. You know, I know that Whole Foods does a good job of doing local produce, but this just seems fresher to me. You know, I don't know how long, even though they're local, they could have been 2 weeks old, so, or 1 week old, but this, I feel like it's 1 day old. It's fresh. It's there. It lasts forever when you get it at home.
It's such an important thing with produce, you know, that it doesn't wilt when you get home because it's been sitting for so long. But does he think differently about it when he cooks?
You know, it's interesting. I asked him that. I said, you know, do you actually cook in a different way? Because this is a guy like me who's a food professional, and I'm sure in his daily job he cooks all kinds of fancy stuff. He had an interesting answer.
Probably, I mean, there's less adornment. You know, there's no reason to kind of go into trying to change the flavor of it. I mean, you're going to spend this money to, you know, cover it up, great vegetables with fat or, you know, bacon or something like that. I mean, it's nice to have some variation, but it's just the vegetables, you know, speak for themselves.
I thought he was going to say that. They speak for themselves.
But he did.
But if you're buying, you know, through a CSA, how do you know that the food you're getting at a CSA is safe?
What it is, Robin, is it's like a contract. It's almost like buying stock. I keep coming up with these funny analogies. Mm-hmm. But you're sharing the risk. So you and the farmer are working together like a shareholder with a stock. You give the farmer your money. He or she knows what they have up front. And they are going to grow the best food that they possibly can for you. It's up to you when you sign on for a CSA to find out, do you grow organically? Do you use pesticides? How frequently do you harvest the food? Is the food that I'm getting picked that morning? These are all really important questions. You are also sharing the risk of Mother Nature. If it's a really crummy season and there's no rain, let's say, you fall with the farmer. You've made an investment and Mother Nature has not cooperated, so you're not going to get the food that everybody ideally would like.
It also doesn't come in a plastic container that says pre-washed.
That's exactly right.
It's your job.
That's right. And usually the food is so much better because it's so much fresher and because you have this kind of relationship.
Why can't you, though, make a relationship with vendors at a farmer's market? What's different?
Well, you certainly can. Keith Dresser has a full-time job. He's got a wife and two girls. And even though he's a food professional, like everybody else out there, he has to get food on the table. So I asked him about that.
Planning meals for family, it's nice to know like what you're getting. And it's also when you go to the farmer's market, there are too many choices. Here it's like, okay, I got this, this, and this. This is what I have to work with, and kind of take some of the thought process out of it.
So your cooking is sort of dictated by what the farmer is planting that month.
And that's exactly what some people have a problem with CSAs. I was a member of a CSA for years, and I have a garden, of course, but I like to support local farmers. But every week we'd go and pick up this bag, and there was a lot of kale. I mean, a lot of kale. And I love kale, and I can be creative, but it started to get really redundant. And a lot of people don't like the idea of being given a box and being told, okay, this is the produce you're going to live with this week. The CSA in my area that I am a part of, they now have set up a completely different model. It's almost like a store. You walk into this cooler area, and all the fresh produce from that day is picked and there, and you take what you want. So the whole setup of a CSA can really fluctuate.
Okay, so what are some of the ideas for some of the things you get from CSAs?
This time of year, you know, we're getting into a lot of root vegetables. There's fall leafy greens. And Keith had a really cool idea.
I have a great dish that I do with Swiss chard and tomato, like canned tomatoes and chickpeas, kind of like a vegetarian tagine. I mean, I know my kids like it, so it's something that I'll do a lot.
What, kids like it? I could hear ears.
I know. Adventurous eaters he's got there, huh?
Yeah. Well, but, you know, they don't have to know that it's Swiss chard. He's just doing something
with
it.
Yeah, and chickpeas are delicious.
And you, I know, have gotten ideas for recipes.
Oh, there were beautiful carrots of many colors there. I would have loved to grate those into a coleslaw. Beautiful cabbage. I love to roast cabbage at a really high temperature with a nice mustardy vinaigrette on top. But I was most inspired by the leeks. So I have, there in front of you.
I know.
A leek gratin. Really simple. I took the leeks from my CSA and I just sliced them down the middle, and there's fresh thyme and fresh basil on it. Sprinkled it with the tiniest bit of flour so it wouldn't be all runny. I added some low-fat milk and also some heavy cream, because somewhere in the middle there is where I am.
Okay.
And then you bake it really, really slow so the leeks get so tender and that little bit of flour thickens the dairy. And then at the very end, I sprinkle on a touch of grated Parmesan cheese, put it under the broiler. Mm. That's a leek, huh?
This is so, I'm trying to think of the taste. It has some beautiful oniony flavor, but it's not overwhelming.
It's really subtle, which is why I adore leeks. So you can go to one of these CSAs and, you know, you're given this beautiful produce that was picked that morning. And if ideas don't come to you, many of the CSAs will email you ideas. There's somebody on site to give you recipes, because, you know, someone hands you a rutabaga, you're like, huh?
Yeah. Well, there's also a perception that CSAs are a luxury, that people in well-off areas do this. It's a perception. I know it's not true from my own experience, but what would you say?
Many CSAs will now take state assistant money. They offer sliding scales. So it makes it very doable for all kinds of families. And of course, it helps keep farming and relationships with local farmers and local foods very much alive.
Terrific. We're talking about CSAs, community-supported agriculture. Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, will have the recipe. I'm telling you, run, do not walk, to get this recipe. We'll have it at hereandnow.org, the leek gratin, and other recipes as well. Kathy, thanks.
Thanks, Robin.
And you're listening to Here and Now.